This is Noah Pace Madness, episode 136 for Saturday, December 24th, 2011. Break, an unintentional one, but we're back. Yay! Right before 2012. Yay! So, before we get to the show, I have a couple of things to talk about. Number one, No Pink Spandex Live, if you haven't heard. It's happening again in New York City, April 27th to the 28th next year. And our guest is Jason David Frank. So you can get your tickets at nopinkspandexlive.com. So get those tickets, clickety-click, buy those tickets because, yeah, I don't want you to miss out on a wonderful opportunity to meet Jason David Frank. And let's see, what else has been going on? Well, we have a whole bunch of episodes coming. A whole lot. So these episodes that you're going to be hearing are going to be out of order because Samurai likes to produce. No, not produce. That's not fair. It's not fair. Nickelodeon likes to air episodes way out of order. So in the spirit of Samurai, we are going to do the same. Okay? A little out of order. We're going to be mixing around. And at some point, you'll hear the Origins episode. At some point, you'll hear a Go Kaiju episode. And at some point. But it's going to be out of order because we want to stay true to the Samurai form. All right? Let me see what else is going on. Well, oh, cannot forget. We are currently running our fundraiser. So if you go to indiegogo.com/MPS, that's indiegogo.com/MPS, you'll read about what we're raising and there are perks on the right hand side where you can donate and then you'll get a little prize, you get a little thing, you'll get a little something. So we're currently raising money to make No Pink Spandex grow. We currently need a computer. So the reason why you haven't been seeing videos as much is because my current computer is on its last legs and it's not running the programs I need to edit the videos. So we need money for a computer and also need money for the software to edit the videos. And so, yeah, it takes a lot of money and it takes a lot of time. And I know that there are people out there who want to support No Pink Spandex and donate money. So if you go to indiegogo.com/MPS, you'll read more about what we're raising and you'll get, some of the perks. Let's name some of the perks. You can get an exclusive photo print from No Pink Spandex. You can get, I love this one. You can be a host on our show. If you donate money and there's not a lot of slots left, right? It's very limited. You can be a host on our show. That's right. You can be talking with me and Dare and Tristan and sometimes Bye. You can be on this show with us. Talking about the show that you love. Come on. I think that's awesome. So you donate a little money, you get your 15 minutes of fame, and it's golden. So what else? There's also our DVD. You can get a special never before seen No Pink Spandex DVD with footage that we've never put on the internet before, and special. Never ever. Not even like seen by other people's little shaky cams, like never, ever, ever. So that is also a good one. There's so many perks. Just go to the website and please donate. We're currently, the goal is 7,000 because not only for a new computer and the software, look, software is expensive, computer expensive, and to get and to upgrade the camera that I've been using to videotape the conventions and stuff like that. So currently I'm not HD. I've been kind of finagling to make it look all prettified in HD, but it's technically not HD. So I know you guys want the high quality. I know you guys want the high definition. So all of that is money, and we just currently did a sale. I'm trying to get together another sale for that for January. But you know, please donate. Please, 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 because it takes a lot of money to do the quality stuff that I want to do. And with this, if we reach our goal, then it can make No Pink Spandex a better run and more efficient little gem. I call it a little gem. So I really hope that you guys can donate. I know it's during the Christmas season, holiday season, you know, instead of donate to a little charity, you donate to our charity. This one. All right. So hopefully you can donate. Again, the site is indiegogo.com/NPS. All the info is on the website. I'll post it. It's all up there. It's up there right now. Right this second. Just go there and donate. All right. Now I'm going to get to the show. All right. So stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. Merry Christmas. All right. So let's start with the clip show.
All right. Just, oh, God.
Halloween show.
The Halloween clip show. Yeah.
So, basically, we're in the Nether Realm.
The afterlife.
But it's not like crazy Redwater place. It's the crazy Beetleborg Mansion place.
Yeah, on a cloud.
Yeah. For some reason, yeah.
Every monster they've defeated so far is chilling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Having a party, apparently, because it's so fun to be dead.
Yeah, purgatory, yeah. If you're evil and you die, good things happen to you.
Right, exactly.
That's it's what fun. This tells you.
Yeah.
So they're chilling with the foot soldiers.
Yep.
And basically all it does is they flash back to the time they fought the Rangers and were blowed up.
But we see, but before they were blowed up, or they talked about being blowed up.
Yeah.
They were like, oh yeah.
Kill him.
I was awesome. Look what I did. I slammed him. That's better than what you did. Oh, really? Oh, I did this better than you. It's amazing. And they're all going on for on and on and on and on.
Those female Rangers, they were screaming for Jaden and I punched him. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then basically making horrible jokes about Punch.
But it was cute. It was cute. And I liked how they talked about the Rangers turning around for an explosion.
And they did that pose! Yes. No! And they did that pose again!
See, that's cute self-referential stuff, and I enjoy that.
It was. I mean, like, they actually tried to make it something more. I don't know. Like, because it's a clip show. Like, there's only so much you can do when you're just replaying the same crap. Like it's so annoying. Like, okay, we've seen this, so what are you going to do? And this was at least a creative way to do it, yeah. I think.
What does it say for the series as a whole when the clip show is the one where it feels like the handcuffs were loosened?
Yeah.
And they were allowed to be creative.
Yeah. I'm just going to do what they want rather than what Schinkinger already did.
Let's not get carried away, y'all. Let's not get carried away.
Well, they actually, you know, said, and they didn't have the Rangers there. That was a plus.
Yeah, I did like that it was from the perspective of the bad guys and the Rangers were just unimportant. Like, I don't know. I like that. Hey, it's samurai. It's still samurai. At the end of the day, like, it's still not blowing me away, but for samurai, like, it wasn't that bad.
I don't know. I mean, like, I got, like, the cute okay, the cutesy things, you know, like what we mentioned, literally came at, like, the last, what? I don't know, 7 minutes. Okay. Before then, you had like repeat shots of Xandrin and Dayu and whatever.
Yeah, that was
Where he's got the bandana on.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, like my ninja character? Well, I was not invited. Blah, blah, blah.
They had to use up some footage from other Shingenja episodes that are inadaptable. Unadaptable?
Unadaptable.
Unadaptable. Unadaptable.
Yeah. I just I can't I you know though that was annoying. And then like I don't know, I
Honestly,
just
Xandred is such a loser that that is. I'm like, whatever, dude. Pretend you're a pirate or whatever, ninja or whatever.
but see that like confirms that his loserness. Like before I could see like okay, like we're revving up for something, and I know we probably still are revving up for something because I've seen Shinkinger, but like right now I don't consider him a threat at all. Like
No.
and this episode makes it worse. You know, like he's just some goofy idiot just hanging around. And I was just like, thanks. I
Yeah,
get.
like,
Go ahead.
other people need to, like, be scared of the dude instead of just having him sitting there all the time drinking medicine. Because at
Yeah.
this point, I mean, I take Lothar more seriously than I take this guy.
I know! Which is sad. I know! Like, I mean, every time, every time, besides, like, I mean, I guess the origin episode and maybe a couple of episodes that were in the beginning, he's always, okay, honestly, drunk. He's always on his mind, slouching.
Medicine, medicine.
Whatever.
Medicine.
He has a crazy migraine.
Yeah, all the time. It's just, I can't, I mean, he's annoying. Ooh, I ooh, been annoying. I mean, it's just, oh my gosh. I don't know. This clip show, granted, there's a lot of clip shows that are very mundane and boring and whatever. It's just this one was just like, I don't care. It's
But honestly,
cute. It made me laugh a couple of times. I'm like, I don't know.
think of a clip show though where these six absolute nobodies as rangers are sitting around talking about their favorite battles. Think how bad
Yeah,
that would be.
that would have been, and that's exactly what I was gonna say, basically. Like, if it
Jaden,
was
you remember
from
that time I had to go fishing? It was intense. Here's me fishing. Emily, remember that time that I had to scream for Jaden? Yes, Mia, I remember.
That was like every week.
Yeah, remember that time I had to scream for Jaden?
Yeah.
Emily, remember that time I had to scream for Mike? Yeah, remember that time I had to scream for Mike?
What? You just.
Remember those 30 times that we were incapable of doing anything without the guys? Yes, I recall all 30 of them.
No, I just remember, was it from Mystic Force? Yes. Where they had the trial. I
That was great.
mean, that
Yeah.
was a really good idea of having a clip show because you still have a storyline.
Yeah.
There's still a story that is, pertaining to
Relevant.
the actual plot. And
Yeah.
yet, it's a clip show. I'm like, all right, that's boom. Like, there you go. I understand they want to make a little Halloween special and everything or whatever, make it a little cute with little kitties, but I'm just like, I ain't cute. Meh.
I mean, it's not the best clip show ever. I mean, personally, I really liked the one right before the Time Force finale.
Oh, when they're all like making out on the roof.
Okay, maybe in your fan fiction version they did
All I remember is them
that,
sitting on the roof and the sun was setting or some crap like that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was like the opposite of Samurai. It was a natural conversation of like, do you miss home? Like, well, remember all the adventures that we've had? Like, it felt like a natural discussion. Like, they would really say this stuff. Whereas with Samurai, it would have been so forced and so terrible. And then that was when Frax came out and was like, oh, I'm gonna control the da 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 da, you know, and that leads right into the finale. It was like, okay, this is part of the show. Whereas this clip show is like, you could just take it or leave it.
What about the one where Leo and Damon were doing their
Oh, I was about
Playgirl
to say that.
poses?
Yeah, I was about to say. I was about to bring that up.
Getting all hot and bothered.
Yes.
You like that one, don't you?
Oh God, wow. It was fun.
You know what? I didn't mind that. I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. Didn't mind that one bit.
There's some chocolatey goodness in
Yeah, I was just saying.
there.
So yeah, I'm trying to think of other clip shows that were like terrible. Like terrible.
Don't you even dare mention My Lightspeed Rescue. I will
I
kill
was just
you.
about to say,
I
yeah.
will kill you.
The
Oh,
one where
yeah.
that they lost their memories or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
thing that had to
yeah.
save the day.
I remember that being. I remember criticizing that because it was the exact same plot that, like, Mighty Morphin used, only more boring.
Recall, what does Mighty Morphin do?
I'm just
I don't
saying.
even.
I could be the whole, like, losing your memory, trying to get. And instead of, like, you know, they just reverted, like, okay, we're gonna, like, program these things. Do, 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 sit in this chair. And then you guys are gonna, we're gonna fill your memories in your brains. Do, 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 do. It was
Yeah,
just, like,
with.
so mechanical and.
Yeah, but while Dan was kicking ass by herself.
I mean, if it was like a different story where she was alone and kicking ass by herself, that would have been cool. But not with like the Rangers, like, we're gonna feed you memories. How does that even happen? How does that work?
I don't know. This is Lightspeed, where they have like a new weapon every week. You don't question them. They had like 50 Megazords.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, so I remember not particularly liking that one because I'm like, oh really? That's all they
Die. Just
do.
die.
But I don't. I wouldn't consider that worse
What
than.
about Dino Thunder's Christmas memories?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Dino Thunder,
Christmas
where
memory.
they.
Was it Christmas?
Well, they had those like. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't a clip show, was it? That was just using up old footage.
No. It was in your dreams. In
No.
your dreams had that was the clip show.
That was a clip show?
No,
Yeah.
no. Wait, well, hold on. What are we defining as clip show here? Because, I mean, to me, a clip show is something that shows stuff we've already seen. Whereas,
That's true. That's the one where they did like, here's footage that's too wacky for Dino Thunder.
yeah,
So
from Sentai.
their dreams.
Yeah,
Did they do it?
you mean the Christmas one was the one that there was too wacky, whatever? Or.
Yeah, then like where the alligator that decided to get all up in
I see.
Emma's grill.
Well, no, I mean, I remember the In Your Dreams one, they were having bad dreams about some. That I remember being clip show, and that I didn't mind it.
I hated it.
I didn't mind it.
Hated it.
What about SPD? Hey, we figured out the bad guy's plan, and then Doggy's like, "Yeah, I just got that. I already know. It's cool. You got it.
Well, I mean,
We're
I'd
good then."
rather that than freaking Samurai. I mean, seriously, like I'd rather.
The cast was good though. Like
You know, yeah.
that's
Like you
true.
can
That's true.
excuse, some slight crappiness with,
But they were trying to figure out something. Like they were trying to
Yeah.
piece together, just like with the court thing in Mystic Force. They were trying to figure out something that pertained to actual plot. I
Yeah.
can forgive things that may like fall to the wayside a little bit, but like Halloween
It
tried
was it
to.
was I fine fine I'm desperate. It was better than Dragon Knights 50 clip shows. Better than that.
Well, yeah, everything is
Better than
better.
its serious finale clip show.
I'm like, yeah, wow.
Wow.
No
Oh,
question there. I mean, well,
wow, he had to really reach.
know.
No, but I mean, Overdrive had one, and that was terrible.
Which one was that
Don't
again?
remember
That one,
one bit.
that was the one where it was like, okay, we have to remember everything that we've done up to this point. Let's hook Mac up to a machine because we don't remember, and have
What?
his memories go through the computer so we can watch it.
That happened?
What?
Yeah. They're trying to figure out something with like the jewels, and they needed Mac's computer memory to show them like on screen.
You're joshing.
Are you
Nobody
serious?
remembers this? Well,
I don't remember this. And I
there
probably
you
won't
go.
remember
Rose
this
didn't just
either.
step up and say, "I remember everything. Look at me, I'm Asian." She didn't do that.
Nope. No. I'm sure she had the idea though.
I'm never wrong.
Oh God.
Except for all those times I'm wrong.
People need to get over that. It was
Don't think
one
so,
line.
dude.
It was one freaking line, and you just
I don't
never
think we're. I
freaking
don't think.
were.
I don't think we're getting over that, man.
That's
The thing
not
cool.
is, I love me some Rose until that point.
Well,
That's it.
exactly, and then that one line just kills her completely.
Because it
What?
was building up,
Never
though. It
wrong.
was building up. It was. I mean, there were certain lines I'm like, all right, I'll forgive it because she is actually smart. And okay, we'll forgive, forgive, forgive. I'm never wrong. I'm done.
Yeah,
I
I
just.
understand the
Oh,
desire to
God.
forgive a smart, capable Pink Ranger. You're like, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm back on my no pink spandex train. Back on it.
Aww.
Back on it. Think about it. Think about it. Overdrive. Whack. And then the next one was.
Jungle
Jungle Fury.
well that's not
No
there's no
Pink Ranger. To hate.
right
Awesome.
RPM no Pink Ranger
just the
Then
Yellow Ranger
RPM. No Pink Ranger to hate. Awesome.
right
I'm trying to find this
Samurai.
because I don't
Samurai.
believe
Hate.
this clip show happened.
Of course it
It
happened.
was it called Way Back When?
Oh, I think it was, yeah.
Let me
Terrible
see.
name.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
Gotta look this up too. This is like, how do I not remember this?
We have to confirm that
Mac
it
volunteers
exists.
to be plugged into the central computer to use his memory to play everything that has occurred.
Yep.
Oh, hell no.
How did that? Oh
Yeah.
my gosh. That is crazy.
That's
Seriously,
basically. They're watching it on a big screen?
I can't
I
even.
remember. I mean, come on. This is like useful if you're like Tizan, who didn't see half this crap.
Yeah. And
Other than
it was like
that.
some of the footage is like it happened yesterday, you know? It's like why do you need a refresher on this? You know? You just
Even
did
I
this.
remember the Ho-Oh bird, and I don't even remember anything about this season.
Ho-Oh bird.
Really, as far as clip shows, I know there are some in the Power Ranger universe that weren't that great. I can't really think of any right now that were worse. Can't think.
Did they even do clip shows in the first like 3 or 4 seasons?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
The first season, the Island of Illusion.
Okay, you know, I like
Right.
that one.
I did, me too.
Because I like me some
And
midgets.
Wow.
not what I thought you were going to say. Okay, so they did that. Season two, they had off the top of my head. But I know they've had at least a clip show in every season, right? But it's just I can't really think of any that are like worse. I don't know. Maybe do something turbo, maybe.
Does
Or
that mean
something
in
turbo.
season two, like they had to remember stuff that happened when Zack and Trini and Jason were still there, and the new three are like, what? They do any of that? Well,
Don't know. I don't remember. Let me see.
clearly it was a pivotal episode if we all
Exactly.
remember it so
Of
well.
course. Of course. But yeah, I mean, this one I was just like, okay, here it is. I saw the effort, right? Right, like the China Midori little cute little thing. I saw the effort. I just like, meh, meh. So I had a couple of laughs. Even when I watched it the second time, because I don't remember this crap at all. So let me watch it. I was like, oh look, I laughed in the same place I did the last time. All right, effort, effort. So
Yeah, see, I wouldn't watch it again. I thought
no, I
it
didn't
was cute
watch
the
it
first
again.
time, but yeah, that's it.
I had my fun, and I'm like, okay, good job, guys.
Oh yeah, the only other time I laughed is when Rob Tish, the one that's green with the red furry things that are coming out of his face.
The Flynn Monster.
Yeah, no, one of them. Anyway,
No,
no.
Scott
So
Tish.
Scott Tish, and then it was Rob something, whatever. One of them, the green dude
Rob
with
Roy.
something like something, and they were like, oh, let's go bobbing for something. And he was like, I can't. I don't want to get my hair wet. I'm just like, dude, if you weren't black, I'd be surprised. I'm just saying. Because I would say the same thing. I'm like, I ain't bobbing for nothing. I don't want to get my hair
Do
wet either.
black people not want to get their hair wet?
Especially
That
black
is that
girls,
a thing?
yeah. Black girls, yeah. You don't want to get our
Oh,
hair wet.
why not?
Okay.
Because then you got to go out and get your hair
It'll
did
be
again.
affected.
Yeah, okay, because
Gotta go get my hair did.
we either have weaves that will get all
Right.
tangled up in junk and nuh-uh. Either got wigs that ain't even going to take off, no. And then if you have natural hair like myself, it doesn't really affect it. But if you have a special style or whatever, it's going to get all knotted and natted up in junk when you go in the water. So yeah, 9 times out of 10, black girls and swimming, we don't mix.
Okay, that's good to know.
Wow, you never knew that? Come on now.
No, didn't really think it was an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of an issue. I mean,
But you were wrong.
water's water.
Water is water,
Yeah,
well.
but see, with water and curly, extra curly hair like us African Americans have, it affects
It
it.
straightened.
Get it
Yeah.
straightened,
And then
wow.
when it hits water, it goes back.
This is just girls right back up.
Well, chalk one up for being white.
Wow. The racism is just really great.
I'd rather have my hair than white hair because y'all people get lice all the time. I'm just saying.
What?
Lice.
Lice.
I've had lice
all the time. Just saying.
I have amazing, thick, luxurious hair that most people are jealous of, so I don't know what you're tripping on.
Because every time I hear about lice problems, you never hear from black people. Do you want to know why? I'm dead serious.
I never knew there was a consensus that it was a certain color of people.
No, but I'm dead serious.
Lice.
I'm sure somebody did a study somewhere.
Dead serious. Because we usually don't wash our hair every day, every other day. It doesn't make any sense, right? So usually white people wash their hair more times during the week, right? So when you're washing it, you're stripping the oils and the whatever from your hair. And then when the lice come, they're like, blim, stick to the hair. I'm dead sick. Like, I'm not even joking. Like,
I'd rather be clean.
They stick to the hair. We're clean, Heffa. Y'all just wash and make no sense. Anyway, so they stick to the hair and they have lice. And that's why they have lice issues. Our natural oils keep the lice slipping away. Flip, flip.
Whatever excuse you need for your stink do, that's all good. I won't judge.
Let's move the discussion away from natural oils and get back to the show. How about that?
I don't know where you were going with that, Tristan.
Natural oils.
What?
Huh?
Excuse me? You said it. I didn't say it.
You wanted to move away from natural oils. Why did you want to move it away? I'm just saying. I'm talking about science. What are you talking about?
Science. Okay.
What are you talking about, Tristan?
I don't know.
See, I think you've been working way too long staring at dude's jeans. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. What is
just saying. But yeah, so anyway, the clip show, anything else about the clip show that we forgot?
No. Solid effort for a clip show.
What are we going to rate it?
Must we?
Might as well.
Rate it as an episode or rate it as a clip show? Because, like, a clip show can't possibly get, like, a 5 as far as an episode. Even a 4.
What in the hell?
Like, I couldn't even get that high ever because it's an effing clip show.
Man. My time for
just rate it as an episode. Just rate it as an episode.
On the samurai scale?
Oh my gosh.
Because on the samurai scale, it's like a 50.
I mean, you know, some people did say that it was like one of the best samurai episodes. Or at least that was
the only reason why they said it is because what's his name wrote it? Amit. What's his last name? Yeah.
I don't really.
The only reason that a lot of people are like.
I didn't say that because I don't like Amit.
No, I know, but not you. I'm talking about like people on the board. They're like, oh, it's written by him. Then, oh, I could see that blah, blah, blah. And written this way and that way and blah, 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 blah.
Well, so, I liked it because I actually laughed where I was supposed to laugh and I didn't, you know, it wasn't ironic laughter. It was, you're supposed to laugh a couple of times.
I thought the dialogue was actually clever, which is kind of, I don't know, it's like the word of the year for me when talking about Power Rangers. Like, RPM felt clever with their comedy, with their dialogue, with their whatever. Samurai is like going in the way opposite direction, but this episode felt slightly inching backwards, back more towards the RPM style, just slightly. But I could feel something creative. Like, it felt like a show. Like, when they're talking like characters on a TV show and not on crap, you know. So,
and I remembered, like, one of those monsters was saying, oh, everybody is just dying to get in here.
Uh-oh. Hi-yo.
Except the word dying and using as a pun. Ooh.
Hey, now.
So.
Zippy zappy, telling jokes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we'll get to Zip Zip later. God.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh,
What?
snap.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Word.
She's talking about the team up with the monster that goes zip,
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 zip.
zip, 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 zip,
What? Okay, I missed that.
At the very beginning, like the first time the Samurai Rangers are fighting, the monster goes zip, zip,
Zip, zip,
zip.
zip, zip,
Zip,
zip.
zip, zip.
Oh, yeah, I
Anyway,
blocked it out,
anyway,
guys.
Clip show three. Two.
Two for me, yeah. It's samurai, so it gets two.
Samurai three.
It's two. It's just getting a two. I mean, 'cause yeah, I mean, it doesn't get a one because I actually laughed at the same spot that the both times I saw it. I was like, oh, okay, all right, you get a two.
Yeah. I
Everything
mean,
else.
it could have been much more standard and just bad than it was. And I mean, that's not a reason to give it a five, like some people have and would, but it's at least enough to keep it from getting a one.
See, and now that I think about it, since they're stretching this season out, I feel like there is going to be a second clip show that does focus on the Rangers.
It has to be like there. I mean, there's a clip show in season one, so it has to be a clip show in season two.
Season two.
Like right after they reveal the big reveal at the end, near the end of the series, they're probably going to do one.
Because there's supposed to be a Christmas episode, right?
Ooh,
So.
I thought that's what this was.
I
No,
don't.
the team up. I thought that was our Christmas special.
Was
I
it?
know we were supposed to get any more episodes this year.
We're not?
I don't
Because
know. I didn't
we
hear
didn't think we were
anything.
gonna get this one right now, you see. The
That's
team
true.
up. So anything can
This
happen.
one, yeah, the team up that apparently was the last thing they filmed.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I.
This team up, let's
Yeah.
just talk about that. Let's just get into it because
Okay, yeah. We got ourselves an hour-long team up. Clash of the Red Rangers, the movie, as they labeled it.
Yes. Given to us completely out of order, we should say.
Completely.
This is not the next episode after the clip
Completely out
show
of
that.
order.
And this is like out of order, like worse than not showing the premiere. It's just
Yes!
because there's like so much in the episode that is just like casual stuff to them.
It's just
The people who
there.
have just been watching this series are like, "What's that? What's that?
What
What's
is
that?
yeah.
And I'm
Who's that?"
sorry, how did Jaden's hair go from bad to worse?
Yeah,
How did that happen?
he got less Bieberish and more. I don't know what you'd call
They put a
it.
bowl on his head, dude. They put a bowl on his head and cut it around. How does that happen? He has a good set of head of hair. A set of head of hair.
Set a header.
Set a header.
He
Set a header. Hair.
I mean, he has good hair. Why they keep messing it up? I don't understand. What is up? I'm done. I'm done.
I like it more here than in the previous
For
season.
$3, you get a bowl of soup and a haircut. They just tip
Bowl
it
of
over
hair.
when you're done, and they
Yes.
cut.
Anyway, but yeah, so oh my gosh, let's even just start with the
Okay. Here's okay, yeah,
beginning of what
because here's the
happened.
thing is we were going into this and people were like, how are they gonna put RPM in here? First they said that RPM is in it is, not in the same continuity because Disney's evil, I guess. And RPM is, a much more serious season. I'm not gonna say dark. People say dark, but they take themselves seriously.
And
And
that somehow means it couldn't be together.
well, I mean, the tone is very different.
Well, sure, but that doesn't
And
stop other team
the
ups.
RPM Rangers are, capable.
Well, yes, that's true.
They can walk and chew gum at the same time. Unlike this band of misfits. So and then, the fact that this, Saban's like, ooh, they got so dark with the last seasons of Disney. We don't want to do any of that stuff. We want to be lighthearted and tell people to eat vegetables and work out. So, and people were like, oh, they're gonna just make it Gowanger and have the Red Ranger be super happy and have his Zord start talking.
Just totally like nothing to do with RPM.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's an alternate world, they can just F with it any way they want. Personally,
Right.
I didn't expect that,
No.
but I expected more along the lines of what we got, which was basically out of sight, out of mind, more than anything.
Yeah.
Where if you just don't address the issues, not F with them.
It's just
Right. So,
RPM. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, supposedly we're on another world, the other
In
dimension.
another dimension.
Another dimension.
I can't even right now. Like, I mean, this is not. Come on, you guys. Come on.
Yes, we're in
Like,
another
is it
dimension.
so hard for you to just put it in the damn future? Is it that hard? It's not hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard. Like, seriously. Like, all you had to do is say, this is in way in the future.
Yeah.
The
It's
end.
time travel. Like, why is that?
Why is it to be in another dimension, another world, or whatever? And then the monster's like, oh, yes. Oh, now I'm on Earth. Like, what
Yeah, now I'm on
the?
Earth, so he's
You
on another
were on
dimension on
Earth.
another planet as well now. Because now apparently RPM didn't even take place on Earth.
Right. Exactly.
Screw dimensions, it's not even on Earth.
It's weird. 'Cause, I mean, some people were like, well, they could just mean that it's a different Earth. And I'm just like, well, why didn't they
What?
say that? You know, like, why didn't they make it clear in the dialogue if that was the case? Why would he even say this is Earth? Like, what?
Right.
Right. So anyway, what's his name?
Not noisy. I'm sorry.
Scott, alternate Scott,
Yeah,
which
fake Scott.
is voiced by Ika, no matter what people say. It
For
was not.
real. For real.
He used a fake name
For
because
real.
he didn't want to get in trouble with like SAG or crap like
With the
that.
union.
But it was
Exactly.
him.
Exactly. Nobody
Straight up.
sounds like
Yeah.
him.
It was
No.
clearly him, yeah.
So he's like having some crazy Western standoff with Professor Piranatron and
Okay.
Professor Cog.
Whatever. Professor Putty is having a standoff with him. And apparently he's piloting the 12 combiner, well, not 12, 9, the 9 combiner thing by himself, because that's just how he rolls.
Yeah, they show a shot of him inside it, but it's like really like fuzzy and like
Like they don't
weird
even have the
looking.
cockpit.
Foggy.
They just say like
Yeah.
put him up against a gray background. That's good. That looks that's a cockpit.
What do I mean,
Anyway.
it's like got like toxic air or whatever.
Yes, it's the toxic air. It's seeping into the Zord.
Yes.
So they have a crazy standoff, and then all of a sudden Professor Battling just says, "I'm gonna go to
You're an
another
idiot.
dimension.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
First
to
of
another dimension. Here I go." And then he just leaves.
Yeah.
And
Doesn't
Scott's
even
like,
bother to
I.
like defeat him or anything.
Yes.
It's not even.
And so, did we cut to the Rangers first, or?
I think
I
it
think it's,
just
yeah,
goes
I
to
think.
the song.
Well, yeah, and then, yeah, they do like the opening, but they decide to throw in clips from this episode instead, so it's all like
It's
fancy movie-like.
yes, special opening.
Yes, special movie opening. And you get your first clue that something's not right when we don't hear Antonio.
Yeah.
Something's going down.
Yes.
So then we go to zip zip zip.
Zip, 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 zip.
Some random monster is fighting the Rangers, and then Antonio with a non-Antonio voice, because why not? We
Well,
got
not Antonio. Gold
Ika.
Ranger. Gold Samurai Ranger.
Sorry,
That's it.
Gold Samurai Ranger shows up with his lantern.
Which we have no idea what that is, but okay.
Lisa, do you know what the lantern is?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. So he shows up with his lantern, and Jaden's a dick to him. I don't know why,
I
but he
know. He's
is.
like, oh, you're late.
You're
Like,
late.
let's.
Come on. I'm like, oh, easy there, dude. Just because it's not his voice doesn't mean you have to be an to him. And they fight the monster for a little while. I don't, do they even defeat the monster? The monster run off. I think the
Well,
monster run off.
that's the thing. I think this is the second monster in Samurai now where they fight him, he leaves, we never see or hear from him again. No idea what's going on there, but yeah. So
Yeah, and so, and then,
okay, and as was it okay, I mean, normally, I know you guys say it is the case or whatever, but Emily and Mia sound exactly alike. No, exactly. I'm dead serious. I think, well, I don't even know the Emily chick. What's the actress? I'm telling
Brittany.
you, she must have voiced both of them. She had to because like they sounded. Are you okay? Are you okay? I mean, it was the exact
Are you being
thing. Oh, that's right.
serious?
That's right. The monster runs off, and then Mia says, well, "I'm gonna go make us some dinner."
No, wait a
Remember
minute.
she?
That was
I think you're jumping
Emily.
ahead.
No,
No,
yeah.
she gets to say it twice because it's a two-parter.
Well,
So
okay, but
she does get to say it twice.
we are skipping though. What the
She gets a
hell?
prerequisite. I'm going to cook some food in every episode. That's a requirement. Anyway, yeah, but yeah, then Professor Tanga gets on like magic train. The
Well, he
same
comes
magic.
off of the magic train, which takes 10 years to get out of the tunnel, and I don't know why we're sitting and staring at it,
That is a
but
very magic train because that's the same magic train from the Magi Ranger opening. It's the same train from Deca Ranger with the episode with what's his name? Sky's friend. He's in that episode.
yep.
It's in quite a few things, actually. They use that train a lot in both Sentai and Power Rangers. They love that train. I don't know why. Anyway, it's just a random train
Nobody says
that.
anything about it. Nobody, like, it
The
just.
monster just walks off the train with all of his peeps, and
Scroungers.
then 5 minutes later, all of a sudden, alternate Scott shows up on the same train. Why did he go by himself? I don't know. Why has nobody ever used this train before? I don't know. Why? What does this train even mean? Where did it come from? What's the deal with it? Is it the Denliner? I don't know. Nobody tells me these things. It's
Yeah,
just a
it's just
train that
there.
has zero explanation. It's just a plot device train so people can transport themselves from dimension to dimension with great ease. And it's just there, just randomly there. And it's my train.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, some people were like, well, we've seen trains that can do that before on Power Rangers. But the thing about it is, those trains have names and they have explanations about where they came from and, what they can do. This is just here. It's
Yeah,
just here.
they either explain them fairly thoroughly, or they don't do much.
Yeah.
This was very important, and they did nothing to explain it. Just it's a train.
Yeah. It's not just a train in a subway where it looks like people could just go, Like, what is that? What is that?
It just baffles the mind. Like, you couldn't come up with anything better than that. Anything better than that.
Nope.
Not at all. Not at
And
all.
why does Scott go by himself?
Yeah.
You got seven
Because his
rangers. You
team is
can't
a douche. They're a bunch of douches. That's what it is. They're like, no, you handle that. Go ahead.
Like, at least, I mean, grab Ziggy. I mean, at least do something.
They don't want to see the Samurai Rangers. They're not interested.
Weird. There's too many holes. I mean, this Mack truck.
Bring Jem and Gemma so you can show Mia what a capable Asian looks like. Do something.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy.
Excuse
Hey,
me,
they're
what?
insane and they still are better than her.
They really are.
On every
In
conceivable
every
level.
way. Yeah,
They're
every
probably
way.
smarter than her.
Well, they are smarter
Well,
than her.
they're definitely
I
smarter
mean,
than
they
her.
are smarter
Yeah.
than her. I mean,
They're
let's
smarter
be
than all of them combined, and that's not even, I'm not even joking.
Right, exactly. I'm not exactly. So they are smarter than her. I just it's a lot of crazy Asians in one place I can't take. Anyway, so my thing really is that in the first 10 minutes, I'm just like, how many I don't know, plot holes and
Well, there's more. We haven't even covered them all yet in the first
no,
10
I
minutes. Oh,
know, but
yeah.
it was just, I mean, we didn't even get into like the real meat of the episode yet. It's just like
Yeah. Stuff happening.
Because, like, I don't know.
It's like,
Because, like, then Professor Quantron is like, I know who Master Xandred is, and I'm going to go
Yeah.
talk to him.
Somehow.
Oh, there's a crack in here. I can easily jump through it.
Yeah, just because.
Because I'm a bad guy? I
Click
don't
my
know.
heels and yeah.
I mean, and honestly, think of the Samurai Rangers. Hello, you know that friggin' Xandred is down there weak as all F because he has no water. If you can just jump through a hole, I would jump through the hole and go kill him right now.
Well, they did explain that the Samurai Rangers can't just do that, right?
Did
Like
they?
they have to no, because they have to give up their humanity or
Right.
something.
Exactly.
So there is a barrier there, but yeah, it is kind of weird that like the monster just decides to drop down. He can do that, I guess. And then of course he goes and sees the new general, which we have never seen except in
Yes.
a shadow, and now he's there, like,
We saw him like turn Dayu into Dayu, and that's it.
yeah, surprise, everybody who was waiting for like a big reveal or something, there he is, just
This is
there.
your reveal. Be surprised.
Yay.
And I think he's only in that like one scene too.
I think so, yeah,
And
just
he doesn't. I'm outie.
such an impressive debut,
Okay,
just.
did we? Did we get up to the part or skip the part where Scott is actually there trying to fight off the grinders and junk?
No.
No, that's next, I
No.
think.
No, that's ice cream. Ice cream. I like
Yes.
this scene. I actually like it. Literally.
We gotta work in the vegetable angle for the kitties.
It's great though, but it's like it's showing the little bit of personality that they do have and like a difference between them. Whereas,
Yeah, for the
Mike and
15
everybody.
billionth time, I get
Except
it.
Kevin
Get.
goes, "I've been slacking off recently." Really? Says who?
Well. At least they
She
tried to
told us
give
you.
him
I don't
something.
recall you slacking off ever. I recall you being the same douche every episode.
Well, we haven't seen the
Oh, so we're so
actual.
what you said is so we're eventually going to see the episode where he slacks off, and
Sure.
then we'll know where this one fits in.
Right.
So remember, kids, mark that on your calendar. Wait for Kevin's slack off episode, and then pencil in the team up afterwards. Awesome.
You have to work it out. You have to research and, make
Excellent.
sure you know where it goes. But I do like the car falling and slamming in front of them, and then Kevin dropping on his ass.
I would have liked the
Great.
car slamming on top of them, but that's just me.
Obvious joke is obvious. Thank you.
Whatevs. Doesn't make any less true.
But it was good.
Yeah, and they start fighting grinders, and then Scott's like, "I'm gonna shoot him like Carter because I'm awesome." Which is
Okay.
what you're supposed to do. Stop trying to cut them and just shoot them. Just shoot them all in the head.
Oh, crap, y'all. Oh, shoot. I missed parts. Wait.
What happened?
Y'all actually got up to the part where I want to talk about that. Okay, wait.
What did you do?
What happened?
Oh, because my
Did you
mom called me.
leave?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oops.
Lord, what was the last thing you heard?
Carrots.
Okay, nothing.
No.
Wait. Tristan liked it. Anyway. Well, so we're up to the part where. Yeah, what you wanted to talk about. They
Yeah, Scott
start
comes.
fighting some grinders, and then Scott's like, "I'm gonna start shooting everything Carter style because I'm amazing."
This was honestly like the part of the team up that was actually fun for me, where Scott comes in and shows them up completely. Like, I don't care if people think it's like out of character or whatever. It's what I wanted. I wanted him to prove that he could do this better, at least in the beginning.
I'm always a
And
big
it was fun.
fan of the previous team showing up the current one. I always enjoy that.
Yeah.
Because they've got the experience. Of course they should show you up. They've been doing it for over a year. You're still new.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, unless it's like friggin' Wild Force, then you should be able to show them up every time.
Yeah. And the Sentai footage was actually exciting, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas, some of the other scenes that were supposed to be epic maybe didn't come off as good.
Okay, that scene, right?
Yes.
I like the showing up part.
Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. Samurai looking even dumber? Awesome.
Yes.
What I don't like that, like, when they first see the grinders, they're like, "Oh, those are robots!" Yeah, just
Yeah.
because the way they make their noises. Yeah, those are machines. Look, and they're shooting lasers. Wow! Like, you've never seen a robot in your life. You don't control one every day. You don't shoot lasers at any point in life.
Those are not robots. Those are folding zords. Very
Right.
different. They're origami.
They've never seen a robot in their life, ever,
Yeah.
because
No,
they're
on
so
TV
old
or
school.
anything. Yeah.
They're so old school because they don't know anything about that.
And I also wasn't a big fan of me and Emily. Ooh, a new boy. Let's go dote on him.
It is,
Ooh,
yeah, it
a
is
new
kind of funny,
boy.
like, they each grab an arm, like, and
Oh.
take it.
And threesome.
Yep. That's the real crossover right there.
That's right. Kevin's all like, "A lot has been going on today. I don't know if you can trust this guy." And Michael's all shaking his head, all which way and whatever. And he's like, "Yo, I want to look at your face. Yeah. Look at your face. Yo, in your eyes." And then Scott's like, "I don't know about that. Yeah, and
Can't have that happen." No.
yeah.
Girls are like, "Oh, okay. creepy guy that we don't know.
Yep.
Let's go. Dee, dee, dee.
And the explanation for why he can't demorph, not buying it.
No, I mean, it's at least connected somewhat to the season, but it's just a
Yeah, but
stupid. He said
explain, no,
he mentioned
explain
he.
first
Okay,
why he can't.
he said that he didn't know if he could breathe the air on this in this dimension, Earth, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And he mentioned the fact that they live in a dome city. However, they don't really live in a dome city because they can't breathe the air. They live in a dome city because the bad guys are attacking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not the point.
Although, I mean, it is not hospitable outside, but yeah, I mean,
Ziggy and Dylan can drive around
we
for
see
hours.
them go out. Yeah, exactly. We see them go
Yeah.
outside, and they can survive.
Yeah, or they use their go on your bus. Go
Right. Yeah.
tooling around.
Exactly. You know, and they don't have any kind of machinery at all to measure the air quality at all. Nope, at
Yeah.
all. Nope. No, doesn't exist. Nope. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Just
Well,
come
I mean,
on, right?
it's obviously an excuse. Like,
Yeah.
so it's just you have to judge, like, okay, what would your excuse be? You know, what would be the best excuse, knowing that we have to have some excuse, right?
Frozen in amber.
Oh, right. Okay. Invisibility.
Yes, invisible.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with amber. I'm gonna go with amber. It's final answer.
It kind of makes it hard to team up, but all right.
No, because once you get de-thawed, then you're stuck in the suit.
Right, naturally.
That's how things work. If it happened to Tommy, that's the law.
That's how it goes.
Exactly.
Yep. Look, I know their reasoning for trying to, ooh, gotta keep him in this, but like really, guys? I mean, okay, on the surface it sounds like, oh, that sounds smart, but like not really, if you actually watch RPM. Just saying.
Well, see,
Maybe it's a side effect of Vengeance being stuck in his morpher.
And there's no mention of Vengeance at all. Tau.
No.
Yeah. He mentions his
His
boss.
master, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't
That's
mean
it.
it's Vengix.
I mean, honestly, I was watching this saying to myself, this actually isn't my Scott. Like
Right.
literally, this is another guy from another
This
RPM.
is Slider Scott.
Exactly, like
S
it's an alternate version. Yeah.
similar but less awesome.
Yes. Exactly. So
Except this Scott isn't a whiny tool, so a little bit different.
what? Anyway.
He kind of was whining.
I mean, he had an attitude the
Because.
whole time.
For
And
real.
I thought it was great actually, but yeah.
And see, and that's the other thing. If I had a magic train that could send apparently one person to go save the day, I would send Mason F. and Truman. Just in his, just in his military gear, just like, what's up? And then he just kills them all. You don't send Scott. Scott is the last person you send besides Summer.
Really?
Wow. Anyway,
You send Mason F. and Truman, or you send Flynn, or you send Ziggy.
just avoid everyone. Just not Dylan, right? Not at
Oh, you
all.
would
Like,
not
even
send
though he's like
Ziggy. I'm
super
sorry.
strong and like,
Maybe Dylan. Maybe.
You would not send Ziggy. I'm sorry. If you send Ziggy, we all die. I'm just.
seriously. Dylan is on the list above Summer and Scott, okay? But that's it.
Ridiculous.
Third
Ridiculous.
from the
You do
bottom,
not
okay? You
send
send
Ziggy.
Dr. K.
If you want people to die of laughter, I don't think he can even do that well. I'm just saying.
You
It's just
send
not.
random Asian criminal.
Yeah. They'll be
You
impressed
send
by
President
how they
Bob.
let Mio just walk around free, you know?
Shoot, I know. Like Scott must have been kind of surprised. Like, oh wait, there's one free.
What are you people doing? Authorities? Are there any? What is?
And then when they go to the house, that's just, I mean, like, oh wow, you guys are living a Spartan life. Ooh, no video
No video
games, no
games?
TV. Like, again, they don't live in like the 1930s. Like, what the heck?
Well, didn't Antonio do like crazy iPad surveillance during that one episode?
Wait, who?
Antonio, remember? When he was he was checking in on Kevin. And you still got to
I
see a
don't
day
even
in Kevin's life where he worked out, went to sleep early,
Oh,
woke
I
up
see.
early.
Yeah, the surveillance thing.
Yeah, and Antonio was doing like crazy high-tech surveillance.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not the Stone Age, but whatever.
I mean,
That's the
he's
thing,
from the
like,
future. And
no, he's from
then
an alternate universe on another planet.
but then he says
That's
something like, "This is what it's like in this century," or something. It's like, what? What does that mean?
because this whole old school thing that they keep harping on, it was just like, you guys, this is not even the right season for that. Because it's not, I mean, just because they go back to their samurai roots is, I mean, they're not in the Stone Age. This is so
Yeah,
annoying.
like the place where they live is the exception,
Right.
not the rule.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the rest of the city, right?
Yeah, for real.
Well, compared to the garage, right? Their pad, right? Their base. It does look, kind of just wood. It's wooden, That's what it is. Compared to like the metallic and like computers everywhere.
Did he not show him the water table?
I know.
Okay, that was
That
like,
was after, but
yeah.
granted.
Oh, he didn't show. Oh, you gotta show him the water table first thing.
Hey, look at my new cool new thing.
See,
My water table, bam.
when he walked in, I mean, and then that's another thing. It was just like, then he mentioned the horse even before we saw the horse.
Yeah.
Like Scott mentioned something about a joke about, oh yeah, you and your horse, but like there was no horse
I
yet.
don't
And
recall.
then it was, and then when he was like, oh, but then he looked at the motorcycle, was like, oh okay,
Hey.
yeah. I'm just like, again, I mean, I get the joke, haha, but it's just all over the place. I don't know. And how many times does Mia have to cook, and the same joke being like they don't like her cooking? Like, how
Yeah.
many times?
It's just terrible.
It's
It's her
pretty
one
much a
trait.
weekly thing at this point.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just kill it. And
It
think
wasn't funny the first time.
the thing is like think back to SPD, like when Bridge did his buttery thing for like in later towards the end of the season, people were sick of that. But he only did it like three
Three
times, maybe.
times.
Yeah. Like this is all the time. Like we didn't know what we had back then. Like as far as repeating jokes. Like, wow.
See, the difference between SPD is like the fans killed it. That was what it was. It wasn't the
Yeah.
show, it was the fans.
Yeah, and the fans don't give a damn about this cooking thing. Not really,
No. So, anyway. Yeah, so after he checks out Spartan Life and makes jokes and.
Fake Antonio gets attacked.
Yeah. Antonio, the actor, I mean, what is it? Stephen
Yeah.
Skyler?
Skylar De Leon
Stephen Skyler
gets
is not
attacked.
there.
Yeah, because I don't know, maybe he wasn't signed up for it, maybe he was doing other stuff. Something. He won there.
Yeah, he is
For
on
some reason.
Glee right now.
Yeah.
So
But that was like a
maybe.
couple of episodes, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, again, they it looks like this team up was one of, if not the last thing they ever filmed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that explains the hair. Well, sort of. I mean, he could have just gotten a haircut at some point, but yeah, that's the impression I got. It was like the last thing. So it's not just out of order as far as the place they put it, but as out of order as far as them filming it and making it. So like, in other words, they're showing the building relationship between green and yellow, but they filmed it after probably they got together or whatever they're gonna do. Which must be a jarring and weird
Oh
thing.
my gosh, that's the other thing. It was all like, you know, it's Emily and Scott all talking to each other, and then Mike's all brooding in the back. What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't like the way he looks at you. I'm like, he's wearing a helmet. It's like the smartest thing she ever said.
Yes, exactly. I enjoyed that. He's wearing a
Yeah.
helmet.
And she delivered the line well.
I
Like,
know.
I immediately thought that as soon as he said that, I'm like, he's wearing a helmet. And she's like, he's wearing a helmet. I'm like, oh, she said it.
Great.
He's like, well, I still don't like it.
Yeah. And this is actually another change. I mean, I honestly didn't expect them to bother. But them getting together is something that didn't happen in Shinkenger.
I
So.
expected it. I told you guys about it in a few episodes ago, and you said you told me it wasn't going to happen. You said it was nothing.
Oh, please. We had no evidence
Yes.
to suggest that
Yes,
that would
the
happen.
episode when Mike's like, Emily's the best of us. I'm like, oh, see? They're going to do something.
Are
It was
you?
all.
He said that because Chiaki said some crap about
I don't care.
Kotoha.
I don't
Like, what
care.
are you like?
Because even during Shinkenger, I was like, I would like those two to get together. I'd like
Yeah.
Kotoha and Chiaki to get together.
Well, exactly. But then they don't. And so
And then, hey, in the
that's.
finale of Samurai, I bet they're going to hold hands.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hey.
Or
Maybe
smile quietly.
he'll take her to a amusement park. They can
Yeah. Something.
go to Rainbow's End and.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So then what happens?
Fake Antonio gets attacked and the other everybody else shows up. And that's when the majority of the cast is done away with for the rest of the team up.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
love
with
that.
the crazy portal thing.
Yes.
Crazy
Just
portal. Yes, he has the
remove.
ability to do the same thing the train does.
Yeah, so why take the train? Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Pointless crap.
I ask these questions.
Yeah.
All they would do is, make things make more sense. So yes, he just sends them to RPM Dimension Planet.
And
So
we
that
don't see them there at all.
so we're left with two Red Rangers and that's it.
Yeah. We don't follow them. We don't see the other RPM Rangers, even in costume. Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And then the Rangers are shot at a lot of times.
Yep.
Yes.
And so they basically retreat.
Well,
And.
Jaden comes out of the water because they get blasted into the
Oh,
water.
that's right.
He's unmorphed, and Ranger
Scott.
Red is still morphed.
Fake Scott is still morphed. Yeah, just. And then, we're gonna go back to the base. And the monster shot them so that they would be dicks to each other. But apparently. I only see my Scott was a dick. Were they both supposed to be dicks?
Well, they're supposed to like hate each other slowly, I
Yes, and
guess.
then fight each
Because it
other.
seemed like it affected Scott much more.
Well, Scott was already kind of, aggressive.
A bit.
Yeah, with them, so.
I was like, oh, that's a spell? Oh, okay.
The kid
Oh.
gloves are off. I'm
There's a
not gonna
spell there.
treat you like everybody else does. You need to
I
get
prefer
with it.
under a spell, Scott. I like his attitude towards the Samurai Rangers.
But yeah.
It was like the episode where Tommy and Kimberly fought because they were under a spell. I'm like, I'm good with it.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I like it. I do. Don't vote for dummy. I like it.
Don't vote for dummy. Or Jason and Tommy when they fought. I'm the one with the muscles and power.
Oh,
Yeah,
classic
Jason.
line right there.
Sure you
Oh,
are.
God.
Sure you are,
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, you do
Whatever you say, big guy.
that. Jigglypuff. So,
Oh, Jason.
but yeah, so like they're, they're fighting, right? And Scott's with G looking at the water table. He's like, "Oh, I got this. I can do it alone." Blah blah blah.
I work alone.
I work alone. Da da da. Whatever, whatever, whatever. And then like they. I guess they are like, oh, look, there's trouble over somewhere. Oh, you're gonna get your horse again? Oh, your horse?
Yes.
Yay!
Then we get a 5-minute montage of Jaden on his horse, morphed, mind you, versus Scott on a motorcycle.
On G's motorcycle again.
G's motorcycle. G's, not again! Just on my motorcycle! Awesome acting there, G-Rom. Awesome. You were not this bad in SPD. I know you weren't. Whatever.
I just love the race. The race was like, oh, I can beat you there. Oh, look, I can beat you on your horse. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see
Not
who gets
losing to old
there.
school.
And it was forever.
And I said, how much better would reinforcements from the future have been if Wes, morphed, was sitting in a limo Well, Cole morphed was swinging on vines for like 5 minutes, just back and forth. I would love that. It'd been amazing.
Haters.
What?
You know what? I like the race.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I like the race.
I can't.
'Cause like,
I would have
see,
liked
okay.
a tenth of the race,
Right.
not the
Well,
entire
okay.
race.
We can quibble over how long it is. Okay,
That was
that's
a
fine.
long race.
Yes. But I mean, one of the things that I always look forward to, or at least hope that a team up has, is they do sort of like a compare and contrast of like the two teams and like their sensibilities, their ways of doing things, their personalities, whatever. And this was just like a perfect, not perfect, but you know, it was an exploration of that, you know, whereas RPM is like straightforward go, the samurais, they're on their horses and it looks like they're not gonna, like how could he possibly beat him on his fast thing, but he does anyway, and it's like, oh, okay, this shows their difference, they're both good, quote unquote, in their own ways, right? Yay.
Yes, and then they both get to the ending point, and about half a dozen other Red Rangers have already teleported there. What's up? What's up? Oh, you took a horse? Oh, that's cute. I just
Well,
teleported. It took me 1 second.
those other rangers aren't here right now, so
And the
they don't
thing is,
matter.
I wouldn't have minded even a tenth of that race until they ex there's an explanation near the end, which pisses me off. Which we'll get to.
Well, yeah.
What if Carter just came up in his SUV and ran them both over? Just bam. What's up?
That would be dumb.
Wait a minute. Where is the samurai car SUV? Why?
The
What?
who? Oh, right.
Oh, the random black SUV that picks
That's
them up.
true. Yeah. It's not
It's
there.
not made for 4x4, and it can't go on that road.
Sure. I mean, if you believe the RPM, I can't breathe in your atmosphere explanation, then you can believe that.
I mean, he can't breathe in this atmosphere, but this is also the universe where people can breathe in space,
Okay.
including having horses on the moon.
That was another dimension.
Don't start, don't stop. Yes.
What? Another, I don't know, timeline, I don't know, something.
Mike gets destroyed. He's just floating out there in space. Ah, let's go pick up Mike. I just amazing.
The other mic, yes.
Yeah, the other Mike. The first Mike.
Yes.
Mike! That
Mike!
Mike! That one.
Mike! Garone! Jaden! Tommy!
Tommy!
No, Tommy! Yes, exactly. Anyway, but yeah, so like the Rangers, okay, the two ones, they get there.
The
And
fight is cool. They have a fight with each other.
yeah,
they have a fight with
see,
each other.
again, this is another, I hate to nitpick, but this is another thing where the one time they decided to not adapt the Shinkenger is the explanation for why they're doing it. There's a reason. They're destroying all of the foot soldiers,
Yeah.
and they're doing it because the bad guys have hostages. When you're putting on a show, you're getting in the right position. And these guys are just like, we're gonna laugh at you because we fought each other, but we don't really hate each other. And that's really all they did. So we get a 5 minute fight between the Red Rangers, and there's no real rhyme or reason for why they did it. They don't even mention the fact that they destroyed a lot of the foot soldiers.
Yeah, I would have liked it if they had said that at least, because they
Yeah.
did take out a bunch of them, but no mention.
Yeah, so it's just like, why are they fighting? What are they accomplishing besides rubbing it in their face?
So yeah, this is what gets to me, right? Like, they keep using the whole like, oh, we're gonna explain our trick to you at the end. You did it one time, and that was the best one you did with the whole brides and the thing and the whatever. That was the best one. Everyone after that, it's just like, yeah, now y'all trying to shoehorn in some rhyme and reason that don't make no sense. Because honestly, that whole race thing where they were really douchebags to each other when they were doing the race, right? Why are you douchebags to each other during the race when there's nobody around, there's no monster around for you to trick? So, okay, so why you douchebags then? And then now, why are you wasting like 50 million years' time, trying to beat up each other? I mean, like, that's ridiculous. Why are you wasting time? This is just
Yeah,
so
why don't
dumb.
you like both get in your magic red car and go or something, or
So dumb. I
why
understand
can we do
fighting for a
this?
little bit, but again, 5 hour long race and 5 hour long fight that basically didn't was nothing. Was just for like, oh, haha, we tricked you for no reason.
And then Jaden bust out some disc, which mean nothing to most of the
Us.
people who are watching this, like
Yeah.
Lisa. Like, hey, he's got
Yeah.
a white coat. What? Okay.
It's like,
White
oh, that
coat. Okay.
happened. Oh, interesting.
Oh, he's got a red coat. Okay. Oh, yeah,
Oh,
fun.
wow.
Not
What are
even
those?
shown to be special or any, just okay. That
See,
happened.
and that's the thing that makes it even weirder is this special is actually taking footage from two movies.
Yeah.
And they show the footage from the later movie first.
It's two movies and an episode.
Which
Okay?
episode is it?
Well, because the first footage, the first fight scene, with
Okay,
the
yeah.
random monster, yeah.
I don't know which one that is. But yeah, and so he has the red disc, which he gives him to him, which again means nothing. And honestly, this is probably sequentially, wouldn't this be the first time they ever have it, even once they show all the episodes?
Well, for Shinkendra,
Because,
yes. Because the
yeah.
movie introduces the red coat.
Right.
Which is bizarre. It's like you see the introduction after another use of it. Like, because when Jaden uses it, right, in this episode, that in Sentai is the very first time it's used. You get what I'm saying? You
Yes.
following
Yes.
this?
When he
Okay.
uses it later.
Right. But
Right, is
here
the first.
it's the second time we see it. That's
Because
weird.
you'll notice, because before he puts on the sword, it's wooden. It looks old and aged and wooden, the little disc, and then he puts it on, and it's fabulous disc.
I see.
Because that's the first time he uses it.
It's activated.
Okay. Yeah,
So anyway, like.
it's a lot of things that were just like
Huh.
casual time. Hey, we have a new coat. Hey, we have a new disc. Hey, look, we look different. Hey.
None of this is special.
Hey.
It's just business as usual.
Yeah, G made this special disc for you, which I'm going to use later.
Yeah, right now, like
Thanks.
in 10 seconds, yeah. All this
And
happened.
then the other Rangers just show up. 'Cause why not?
Like,
They
yeah,
just show
okay.
up.
Your team says hi.
Yes, Emily bust out the line that makes everything all good again. Your team says hi.
Great. Thanks.
I think she just whitewashed it, because in actuality the team probably said, "Who the f are you four idiots?"
I'm out. I'm done. That's it. Oh, God.
Gosh. Oh wow. I
Because the
can't
RPM team is
even.
like, we live in a post-apocalyptic future where we're fighting for our lives every day, but meeting you people is worse. Bar none.
Please
God.
get out now.
Get
Please
out.
leave.
Get out.
Just
Please
take the magic train and get
magic
out.
portal.
Yeah.
I can't.
So,
Go ahead.
yeah, and see that's the thing, is to use the two sets of footage. They like earlier in the episode, Xandra just randomly said, "I have this monster standing over here waiting to attack." So then they beat these monsters, like the
Right. Really? No, really. Professor what? Professor what this time?
Professor Putrid. They beat
That actually
forgot.
works. Then okay.
Okay, see? They beat Professor Putrid. And then everybody else shows up, and then like Jaden's like, "It's time for the real battle," and he turns around, and all of a sudden there's more foot soldiers.
Yeah.
We've
There's
cut to the other set of
millions.
footage.
Yeah.
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 We've already done foot soldiers with yellow pants, with black pants, with purple pants. We got them all. We got all the pants. We got them all here, and then they just start another battle, and then they bring in the other monster, which is like, this is the first time he's ever spoken during the last 10 minutes of the episode. He shows up. And Jaden bust out the red disc, which brings forth a shark with feet. What is that? A
Yeah.
feet shark. Cause they've butchered some animals before, and we can pass them off. But A shark can't have feet.
In
Straight up.
Samurai, they do. Because they're
Straight up.
special.
No feet on a shark. I mean, condor to dragon makes more sense than feet shark.
Feet shark.
I'm not that bothered.
Look, all I know is that this whole movie, episodes, whatever, was hacked to death. Made no sense. Period. Tau.
I've seen more a better logical progression of Japanese footage in VR Trooper episodes, honestly. It makes more sense than that.
VR
Where we have to cut from the two that always fight together to the one that always fights by himself all the time.
It's just, I mean, looking at it, it just seems so bizarre that it ends the way it does with this huge army out of nowhere, and it should be epic beyond anything. Like, it should be so huge, but here, I mean, and it's still a team up, so you still have that sort of feeling of okay, this is special, but it just doesn't have the same kind of effect that I feel like it should. You know, like where you're really focusing on like this huge army, like, and it just came out of nowhere. Like Xander is like, oh, I've been amassing an army. Well, what?
And I remember the video of showing the Rangers on the horse and riding through the thing. I'm like, dude, that looks so awesome! Like, when way before the premieres, I'm like, this is, and then this is what I mean. This is what I mean. This is the amazingness that I'm supposed to flip over to.
I'm wondering what the logic was behind
They took an epic.
doing both movies at once,
They
you
took
know?
something that is supposed to be special and dumbed it down to like a regular episode. You know what I'm saying? I never seen the movies or whatever, but they took like something that's supposed to be a team up and something that's from a movie, and then they made it into like a regular episode that didn't really feel that special. Like that's how I feel, and I'm just like, I don't get how why they had to hack it up so much to the point where it was just like. Not hardly anything made sense, man. Like, come on, y'all. Like, this is what we're really doing right now. This is really what. Now I know why Spy ain't here. By the way, people, Spy has given up. Spy gives up.
He's given up on life. Everything is.
He
Oh.
has given up
No. and probably will not be back until we talk about something that's not Samurai. So, he's given
It's
up.
that bad. It's
It's
that bad.
about time for us to do another Gokaiger and Four special, so.
Another? What do you mean?
No. I'm just gonna warn you right now. I'm gonna be pulling a Samurai and putting episode out of order. Yes. This episode is probably gonna come before the origins, which is gonna come before like Gokaiger. It's all gonna be out of order, just to
Okay.
celebrate Samurai
Right.
and
Just
their logic.
in
Well,
appreciation. Are there gonna be any episodes at all posted soon?
I'm trying.
Been a while.
I know.
Just saying.
Trying. Trying.
Right.
So,
So anyway, they bust out the sh oh, the best part of the episode. They bust out the shark sword. The monster grows. He has a giant blue dragon penis that he attacks the Rangers with. They are having a crazy epic battle. What do we cut to? We cut to alternative Scott and fake Antonio
trying to fix the car.
fixing a car.
A car that is not even real, was like created with magic and will probably disappear. Like, what the hell? And it's not even like, it doesn't even seem like it's there for a joke. Like, you know? And if it is, it's not funny.
I laughed my balls off when I saw it. I
I mean,
don't know if I
it's.
was supposed to, but
Yeah,
I
exactly.
burst out laughing when I saw them cut to that.
This is like,
Are you kidding me?
what? It's like, oh, look, they're in trouble, and yet you're fixing your car. Like,
We've
what?
got Antonio here who has his own giant Zord. We've got Scott here who apparently can summon nine of them together, based on the beginning of the episode. And you're fixing a car.
Yeah, and one
Well,
of the
the other.
most Yeah. And one of the most annoying things to me about some team ups is when they do stuff like that, like Rangers of Two Worlds, I think it was, where they're both teaming up and it's great, like both teams, you know, fighting together, and then the Zord fight happens, and then the old team just sits around. It's like, what? Like, come on, like give them something to
We did this a few episodes ago when Antonio's like, "Oh, I'm too weak." Oh,
do. Right.
I mean, seriously, you guys need to work on your excuses a little bit better.
Just attack.
And the thing is, like, they got rid of that one monster that we said, or I said, didn't die in the beginning. Like, why
Zip,
didn't
zip, zip.
you, yeah, have him zip up to RPM Red and have him take him out? Like, you know, if there's no Zord
Oh.
footage, if there's no Zord footage or anything, let him do something, you know,
Oh, keep
to
him
round it
occupied.
out. Yeah. Not just, you know,
Fix
chill
a
out.
car.
Yeah.
By the way, that reminds me, you're going to really enjoy part of the next episode of Gokaiser because of this very discussion right here. It's good. It fits.
Okay.
It fits well. You'll see.
All right. Don't
Well,
tell
you gotta
me.
occupy yourself while the others are doing Zord stuff. So, they occupy themselves.
I doubt. Never mind.
Not that way.
Yeah, okay. Still like
No circle
occupiers.
jerks or anything like that.
Okay.
What do they
Go
do?
guy
Anyway,
change.
yeah, so they defeat the monster with. They defeat the shark penis with the dragon penis with their shark sword.
Oh, and
And
Jaden gets an upgrade in his mega mode.
yeah, that's the thing is, the rate we're going, Jaden is going to have bare minimum 7 different modes. He's going to be morphed. He's got his mega mode. He's got his white jacket. He's got his red
Super duper
jacket.
mega mode.
He's got his mega mode with red jacket. He's got his mega mode with white jacket. And then he's going to have a battleizer eventually. That's 7 right there. Connor got nothing on this guy.
Oh, and he's got his Bizarro mask underneath his helmet for no reason. Just
Oh,
like
did you
other
see that
things.
little that video that they actually explained why they had the mask?
No, I didn't.
It was some video about what apparently in Japan where they were designing the suits and they put all the mask on because they didn't know who the actors were. So when they designed the Mega Modes in Japan, they just put mask on them. And we decided to keep the mask for no reason.
Just because, wow.
Yeah. They wanted to hide identities that they didn't know of random white people. And
My
they were just like, and I guess Saban was like, "That those look pretty cool. Let's keep them."
I just no words. Oh my God.
So yeah, there's a threat on it, but anyway, so they defeat the monster, and then they go to Magic Train. After wait, we got to cut to Antonio and Sky. We're like, "Yeah, we can't fix the car." Oh, they defeated the monster. Oh, let's keep trying to fix the car.
And freaking Xandred has a 10-minute discussion with Octaroo about how they failed. Like, I just don't get this. Like, there's certain parts where it feels like they're actually stretching time.
That's every episode. That's every episode.
Yeah, but
No,
it's
no.
like
They try to, I mean, when you have 5 minute morphing
car chase.
sequences and
Yeah.
10 minute car chases and 20 minute stupid, like they just it just seems as if it's like, oh wow, we're supposed to fill two
See,
episodes with this movie
that's
crap.
why Xandred needs more minions that he can walk around and hit with his staff and call them dimwits and stuff like that. It's classic stuff. You gotta do that. Come on. Go
No.
read on them. Call them nincompoops or whatever.
At least Rita like showed up on Earth every once in a while on her like unicycle.
Yes.
I hate you guys.
Her Wicked Witch cycle, yes.
Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So they go to Magic Train again. Scott calls them old school because, well, we haven't beaten that horse yet. And then he talks to Mike. And Mike's still trying to get all up in that Emily Kool-Aid. And that's about it. Scott leaves on magic train.
Well, Scott is all like, I have other eyes. I got eyes on this helmet, and I see the way she looks at you.
Yep. I like it. It's
And
good.
then he's all walking away, all like, do, 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 do. And then
That
Hermione's like,
Emily looks at
ridiculously
him with
happy.
that vacant look that she looks at
She's like,
everybody with.
come on. And then he's like, do, 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 leaps up in the air. Freeze frame.
Wanna get some?
Like, that is really overhype. For I see the way she looks at you, not just like a little like nod, like a little smile, like a no. He has to leap up in the air with his fist pump.
Great.
Hey, you know what? She's pretty good looking for a homicidal maniac. So, I don't blame him. Good looking girl.
You just have to explain what sex is. Like, you have to have the talk with
To
her
her.
before. Yes.
The birds and the bees. Come on, she said. The birds and the bees.
All you have to do is just drill a hole in a Barbie doll and
Oh my God.
show that to her.
Wow. Anyway,
Yikes.
so all I know is that these episodes were just one fusterclock.
See, I was thinking, like, I always think it's stupid how people always say they want a Mystery Science Theater Power Ranger episodes, but if there were ever two episodes to do it, it's gonna
This
be
is
this team up.
it.
Because stuff happens that you, that, I
Just
mean,
makes no sense.
yeah, I mean, I expect this in a fanfic.
I know. This was like.
I don't know what to write next, guys. Motorcycle horse chase.
Point
You said the Red Rangers
taken.
fight because fighting the Red Rangers fighting is awesome. Oh, we gotta even fight the bad guys now. Okay.
It
I
is
mean,
awesome. They just
oh,
needed to have a reason.
we have to extend the fight because, we want more awesomeness. All right. Let's introduce this dude that like has never talked ever in life. Okay.
I want to write about the Red Rangers, but I got all these other Rangers standing around. Let's just send them in a portal.
Yes,
Okay.
and not see them at all.
They just came back from somewhere. We gotta talk about that.
Oh
Your
wait.
other team says hi.
Oh
This is
wait.
good writing.
Wait. We need we look, we never have we have to have a ship. We have to have a ship. I like Jaden and Mia. No, that's whack. No. Mike and Emily are more canon. Mike and Emily, canon. Canon. Get to add that.
To be fair, if it was a real fanfic, it would be Mike and Kevin. That's
Oh,
what they would pick.
But you're writing slash now.
Opposites attract.
Yes. It's like the Odd Couple with sex.
Right.
Nerdy, dirty, gay sex.
It involves the ice cream and the carrot. That's
Oh.
all I'm gonna.
You know. No soft serve here.
That's messy. Just saying. Fact,
So
fact.
anyway.
Anyway, so all I know is that just these. I can't. Okay, I was again, like I said with the clip show, I was trying to think of worse team ups. Trying to think. And
Let's see, worst team ups.
Gee, drawing a blank.
kind of.
Can I count Masked Rider?
No,
With
no, no,
well,
no. Doesn't
that's
count.
like an intro.
Can I count
That's a cameo.
space? Can I count Ninja? No, I like Ninja Turtles. Can I count Justin with the
Oh
space
God, that
team?
was bad though. The Ninja Turtles was bad though. That was
That was
horrible.
terrible.
That was horrible.
It's pretty awesome.
That was pretty horrible.
No. Oh
Ooh.
my God.
Okay,
I'm out.
so just Rangers teaming up with the Rangers.
Yeah, to be fair.
Okay, so first was Zeo and Alien. That was good.
Course.
Then there was, I don't know, just the Space and Justin and Space and Adam count.
Sure. One ranger, just like this one.
Well, Space and
Or,
Adam was amazing,
of course.
despite Carlos.
Yes.
Space and Justin was tolerable, but not good.
I mean, it was
Like
fun.
a
Space and Lost Galaxy was pretty darn
Amazing.
good.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good. Galaxy and Lightspeed, eh, had a few moments.
No.
It had a couple of moments, but overall, They say monsters weren't real.
made the mistake of focusing on some stupid little girl instead of the actual freaking Rangers, and somehow Kendricks and Damon got like two scenes where they were unmorphed. I was so pissed. I
But
was so pissed.
that was the Sentai footage too. I don't know what the heck was going on with that either.
Well, exactly. Like I don't understand. Like, it's not like they were samurai-izing it, you know? Like,
Yes.
they could have done whatever the hell they wanted. Like, and I wanted to see Kendricks. We didn't get to see her for the last 10 freaking episodes of S, well, not SPD, of Lost Galaxy, because she was gone. Like,
I'm
at
okay with
least see
that.
her. Like,
I'm okay.
let them mention that she died and came back or whatever, and how she feels or whatever.
Wait,
Like,
which team up is this again? What was it
now,
called?
now we're good.
What was it
Less
called?
Kendricks, the better. It was
No.
called Lightspeed Galaxy.
Trakina's
It was
Revenge.
Trakina's Revenge,
Trakina's
right? Yeah,
Revenge.
I do remember like this team up having all sorts of shooting issues or whatever, not being able to get people and whatever. So that I do remember. So, it was okay. I mean,
Trakina was like a fake chick.
fake Trakina, yeah, because well, she was already getting all up in Damon's Kool-Aid by then, right?
Yes. But somehow he managed to show up, but
Barely.
whatever.
There's very little Damon, along with very little Kendricks, which is good. Let's see. Then they did Late Speed Time, which was, okay, but
Was that
it was
okay again?
again, it was,
It was really short. It was
yeah, it
one
was a
episode.
one-parter, where then like randomly Eric and Ryan show up. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, here we are, last possible second, and
Don't
they
remember
all like
that
bust out their
part.
battleizers.
Okay.
Because what's her name? Because Viper was trying to steal a diamond or something.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. Okay.
Yeah, just summon a super demon.
Yeah, Viper came back from the grave and she had like putties with her or something,
So did
or
her acting career, yeah.
yeah.
And
Oh.
so, yeah. And died
And
again immediately.
Again, it was okay, but it was rushed.
Yeah.
Then we had reinforcements from the future, pretty good but overrated.
It was amazing. Best ever.
Pretty
The
good but
end.
overrated.
Pretty amazing.
It was pretty good
And
though. I
there
mean,
was no Wild Force Ninja Storm. Then there was Ninja Storm Dino
wow,
Thunder, which was
you
the.
just completely skipped
Wow.
over for. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go
Just
ahead. Oh, that's right,
wow.
Forever Reds.
Forever
Forever
Red.
Reds.
Clearly a big deal for
Yes.
fans.
Love that.
Weird.
Big
Like.
deal for me to see Carter kick ass.
Not literally kick, but go ahead.
Yeah, because we could do like 5 minutes of Tommy to defeat one cog. Well, then Carter comes in 2 seconds, defeats 500
Well,
of them.
I'd rather watch actual
Martial
martial
arts.
arts action
Thank you.
than somebody with a gun
I'd
shooting
rather
someone.
watch. I mean, if you're going to have a whole bunch of martial arts, then okay, you can have Carter do his spinny shooting thing. Like, that was
Yeah,
cool.
but not boringly, just saying. He
Yeah.
just
The
does it
only problem
boring,
was that Carter didn't hold it sideways.
you're an idiot. So,
Okay.
yeah, I mean, yeah,
Yo,
there's been
gangsta.
many gunfights that are not boring. That just happened to be one. So, there you go. But anyway, I'm saying
Crazy
Forever
hater.
Red. Forever
Anyway.
Red. Team up. Continue.
Dino
So,
Thunder.
then we did Dino Thunder Ninja Storm, which was the best of all time.
It was good.
It's good.
Best of all time. And then we did two SPD Dino Thunders, which were
Ooh.
quite
Which
odd.
I liked history. I don't know how you even say it. The first one, I guess.
Jaden's on my TV right now.
What?
That's
Because
great. What are you
for the
talking about?
video game, for the Wii game, he's on my
Oh,
TV.
I see.
Get off my
Yeah.
TV, Jaden.
Okay, so yeah, there was Wormhole and there was History. History was the one where. Okay, no, Wormhole was the one when they went back into time or something like that.
Yes, Wormhole was no one gets inside.
Okay.
The future came to the past.
With Trent and Trent Tommy.
Right.
Ugh, yeah. And then history is the past goes to the future
Yeah.
or whatever, yeah. And that was the good one. I like
Where the
that one.
SPD
That was the
Rangers
better one.
try to treat the Dino Thunder ones like dirt.
Well,
And they're like, we're not having it. Ain't going
Yeah.
down like that.
I just remember the team ups being more about SPD than the past ones
Yeah, and
that
that's
I've
always the
seen.
problem.
I don't understand. Like
Team
the
ups, if team ups are going to be heavy on one of the teams, it should always be heavy on the past team.
Yeah.
Always. Because that's
Yeah.
the last time we're probably going to get to see him.
Yeah.
And I want to know what they've been doing last year.
Except for when it has to be Ninja
Yes.
Storm, because Ninja Storm annoyed me. Half of them
I'm s
anyway.
Oh,
Half
you're
of the team
crazy.
annoys me, so that's why I was just like,
I know, but it
why?
still gave us, you know, their awesomeness. You know, saying, "Hey, this is what we're doing. We're doing stuff."
It was the best of them, I think, in that team up.
Yeah, and to be fair, out of showing what they were all doing in the last year, they showed the least amount of Hunter.
That is
So,
true. That is true. He
wow.
got the short end of the stick, which is
Which
perfect.
is what he is.
What? No, excuse me.
Rides the short bus to school. Yep.
Wow.
Anyways.
Wow. We need to move on.
Anyway,
Let's, yeah.
so and
other
then
team
let's
ups.
see. We didn't
Once a
do team
Ranger.
ups. Yeah, there wasn't any other team ups, was there?
Nope.
Until it's a Ranger.
Disney.
Yep, Disney stopped doing team ups. And then we did Once a Ranger, which had its moments.
Yeah.
Wasn't a huge fan of the fact that the majority of the first episode had nothing to do with the team up.
Exactly.
It was just
Yeah.
random fights
And
and
then how it ended was like, oh, wait, the old team is not taking over for the new team? Crap.
But I had such great moments as Flurry is saying, "Let's block up this road." Why? Why are we blocking this one road? I don't know.
So, okay, so, and then that was it for
That's
this one.
it.
So, this is the worst team up of all time.
See, the other thing is, I came into this team up thinking it was going to be horrible, so I decided to approach it in a laughing, joking way. And from that perspective, I had fun. Because it was awful as I expected it to be, and I just laughed at the awfulness.
I forgot it was even on. Like, I was like, oh. Oh, we have an episode. Okay. So I really did.
Yeah,
I didn't
I
notice
didn't
about it. I didn't
know.
read who, what, where, what, wow. I don't know. Whatever. But
I found out like Friday afternoon or something. I'm like, oh, there's a team up on tomorrow.
so yeah. I mean, I just went into it like, oh, okay, RPM. Let's see how they're gonna do it. The first line, I was like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, and see that, and that's the thing is team ups. You sort of expect there to be a lot of unexplained stuff that just sort of happens, and you just kind of bypass it a little bit because they got stuff to do. But this, like you said, in the first 10 minutes alone, you can make a massive laundry list of stuff. You're like, what? Why? What? Explain that. I don't understand. Random, different dimension, planet, what?
And that's the thing. I mean, like, I understand keeping things vague or whatever, but like, they went out of their way to try to explain things and just stepped all over everything and then left potholes all over the place. Like, it didn't need to be in another dimension. It could have just been in the future. Done.
Yeah.
Over. You know? Like, okay, if you don't explain the train or whatever, whatever. I mean, y'all not explaining a bunch of crap, so. That's the one of the least ones. Okay, fine, you're on a magic train that comes in mass. Woo woo. But dude, it did not need another dimension on another planet. It just didn't need it. It was just too extra. You know what I'm saying? And that's just in the first 5 minutes, seconds. Not even minutes, seconds.
Seconds. Well, the freaking narration tells you exactly. Yeah. At another dimension, we da 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 da
On
da.
another planet. I'm like, what?
Ugh.
What? 5 seconds, I'm just like, I'm done. And the thing is, this is what happened to me, right? I downloaded one encode, I think on Saturday, or I acquired
You watched it on TV.
a viewing, and what happened was it started with the, all right, now we're gonna duel and blah 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 blah. So I'm watching the thing and blah blah blah. Then I saw another viewing of the episode. Which included the narration. I'm just like, what? What? I'm so mad already. I'm mad. I was sort of mad the first time, but then when it was like the first 5 seconds, oh, I'm done. Oh, it's a wrap. I'm like, are you serious right now? It didn't need it. Like all these things that they added into the stuff, it just wasn't needed. You could have kept things vague so that people can like still figure out, ooh, where is RPM placed? But like. Now you just put your stamp on it and say, oh, it's another dimension and another world and another galaxy and another universe and another this.
You know what? No. This is not my Scott. My Scott is still in the freaking future of this
Yeah.
timeline. Like, this is somebody else that came from somewhere else. Okay.
And it's like you know what? If we're gonna take a vote between RPM and Samurai for which one is not in the regular PR universe, I'm picking Samurai. You go.
real. So maybe okay, maybe yeah. It's just like some other Scott with this other team with another whatever. And our Scott with our Flynn and Summer and all them crackheads are still in this universe on
Yes.
Earth, in the future, in regular future, not alternate future.
Right.
We're fine.
Yes, we are. This is just something else, and I would love it if they did the Go Gaiju adaptation and just acted like this didn't happen. Or like, like if they bring freaking RPM somebody back, it's the first time. And they're
Yes.
here again. Yes. I was like, what? Like, I didn't. I have no idea who you are.
My gosh, how are they gonna explain Go Kites? Like, how are they gonna do that?
Well, the first 15 teams are probably going to be from different dimensions.
No, it better not.
They probably will.
No.
You know, that's the thing. That's just like, it's so lazy. That's what I say. It's lazy. Please do your homework, do your research. I'm sorry. I know you're like too busy making a TV show, but do your damn job.
It's like they have little details, like they use the sound
And
effects, you know?
you have a freaking consultant, Isaac Florentine or whatever his name is, has been their consultant. Get more of them now. Get more of them to be like, look, this is what happened in this one and this one and that one and that one. All right, go make your show. Don't, oh wait, remember, like, and then write your stuff and be like, okay, look, is there anything that's contradicting? Oh
Here's
yeah,
my
by the way.
notes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the bulk of their research was they watched the first 5 seconds of the RPM opening where Dr. K says, "We live in a dome city." Oh, hey. All right, we'll use
Okay,
that.
jot that
Okay.
down.
Okay, that's why he's morphed. Okay, and we're good. All right, let's make this team up.
Yeah.
They know it's a
Oh.
nitro blaster, right? Maybe that's on
Oh.
the toys.
Oh, right. The credits say that his name is Scott. Okay, we have that as well. We are good to go.
Watch the opening, yeah. That tells you a lot.
Those are all you need
Cars.
to know for this.
Gosh, it makes me so mad. I've never, okay, like once a ranger made me mad, like it really did. But this,
Nah. Yeah, but
every. once a ranger had awesomeness, like Adam kicking ass and the other four rangers being like, "Damn.
Yeah. Yeah,
Damn." once a ranger to me, even though there were problems, it was still kind of an event. Whereas here, I don't know, it's just kind of all right, it's nice to hear Scott again, but yeah, other than that, I mean, what's, it's just, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like I completely hated this, 'cause I was amused, like any time where like the two Reds were arguing or whatever, and Scott was like, "You people are crazy." I enjoyed like that interplay. And the Sentai footage at least was fun. It's just all the little
Although,
details.
again, I still don't understand why they couldn't have made two different specials. Why did you burn up the footage from both movies? And it felt really disjointed that last extra battle where they just
Everything
added it on.
did. I'm sorry. I just felt like I wasn't watching a. I wasn't. And then they had the nerve to call it a movie. I'm sorry. And you
Yeah,
know what? Like, just
just.
call it. Just leave it as the two episodes. If it ends up the two, I'm like, all right, you guys got. But then you're gonna make this an event and make, ooh, the movie. I'm like, have you guys, man? They
Come on.
suck. Like, really, guys? Really? I mean, I don't. Okay, I'm not saying that this was Jonathan's vision to be a movie. Maybe it was just like Nickelodeon, like, all right, dude, we gotta make this like into an event, you know? So I'm not gonna blame them necessarily, but come on, you guys, stop.
Dark Wish, the movie.
Dark Wish on it was more of an event to me, honestly. I mean, at least it was like extended, and I think it was too long, but you know what I mean? Like, it still had that scope of
Yeah, it would have been good
like.
if they would have cut out the first episode and the third episode.
Well, yeah, part two was the good part, but you know what I mean? At least they tried to make it a
Yeah,
quote
but
unquote movie.
to be fair, on the laundry list of things that are stupid about this, calling it a movie is pretty down on the list for me. I
Yeah.
mean, if you want to call it a movie, you can call it a movie. It's stupid, but you can call it a movie
The
if you
only,
want.
yeah, I don't care. The only thing that bothers me is when I see somebody online really thinking, oh, it's a movie, and I'm just like, well, but it's not. Just because they call it that, like, it's clearly just two episodes. Like, there's nothing like overly big or, I don't know. It's a team up. We've had team ups before, and they're not movies.
If anybody counts this as the third Power Rangers movie, I will shoot them. I will shoot
Ooh.
them. How many movies did Power Rangers make? Three. What? Die. Bang.
Four Dark Wish. Hello.
I don't know. I just for me, this team up is just it was just too. It was just too much crap. Too much crap for me to be all gung ho.
Yeah,
Again.
I'm confused why people are saying are talking about how good it is. I mean, I understand if you like it compared to the usual samurai fare, but
Yes.
I mean they used good Sentai footage that was pretty awesome, but other than that, I mean there's nothing to really hold it together.
Yeah.
I really get the feeling that people were expecting, like stupid Trent voice to be talking about Gowanger and googly-eyed Zords, and because it wasn't, they love it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if someone had told me yesterday, right, or whatever, the day before, that we were going to have a team up with RPM, and I didn't know anything about it at all, I would have been like, "Oh, okay, like, cool," like expecting to see the five, at least five actors, maybe Dr. K, maybe Mason Truman, but I already knew ahead of time that crap wasn't going to be there, so I lowered my expectations right then and there. You know what I mean? So, and I feel like most people on the internet, at least, already did that. And so it was like they were expecting utter crap. And so when they didn't get complete crap, it was like, oh, yes! They did something!
Because they didn't completely ignore the fact that RPM happened.
Yeah. But it's still not, like there are many other team-ups that I liked much more.
Like all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, I have not seen every team up. To be fair, I have not seen.
Ooh.
Because I vaguely remember the Lightspeed. Which one was it again? The
Time for
Lightspeed.
Time for Lightspeed.
Yeah, I vaguely
That's
remember.
one episode, yeah.
So, to be fair. But I liked the Time Force cast. And,
Yeah,
yes.
and
So.
see, and that's what I've been saying is like, okay, Viper randomly comes back from the dead, and she wants to steal a jewel for some reason. Okay, whatever. That's stupid. That doesn't make sense. But it's one thing. The rest of the
Yeah.
episode plays like you would expect it to. The characters are their characters. They,
Yeah,
you know, they
and
do stuff. But like this team up, on the other hand, it's just stupid thing after stupid thing after stupid thing that doesn't make sense and doesn't, makes no sense whatsoever. Over and over again, like you said, for the first 10 minutes, you're just hit one after another with stupid crap that's just random and ignores everything we've seen before. I mean, you can only go so far with how much you can suspend your belief on this sort of stuff.
And then okay, with the monsters, right? Okay. So the
Zip, zip, zip.
Professor Cog was all up
You
in
were
there.
trying to think of one, weren't you?
No, I couldn't remember his name.
Professor Kelzak.
We're stupid. Professor Cog was there. And he
It's
was like,
fun.
oh look, I need your water for my world so that I can like poison or whatever, blah blah
Went
blah.
nowhere. Yeah.
And then they're like, Okay, so why, what, why do we need you? Like, what the heck? Like, well, you know, I can help you defeat the boss because you've never done it before. I have an army. Like, okay, like, we have an army. What's your
My,
plan?
literally,
What's your
this is like, we have an army, right? What are you talking about?
plan? Well, you
Well, you're
never
gonna
defeated
promise me
him.
you're gonna defeat the Rangers? That's
You
only the
never
same
just.
thing every single monster promises me every single week.
Right, and you didn't
I believe
defeat
you.
your own rangers in your own world, so what? How are you
What's
gonna
in it for
defeat
me?
them here? A different set of people that you've never seen or heard of before, because when you first got here, you were like, oh, there's rangers here too? Oh!
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, he somehow knows everything about like Xandred and all that, but he has no idea about the Rangers. Like, I thought that's interesting.
Yeah, so that made no sense at all.
It. Like, I'm finding new things now. Complain about. Like, I didn't even notice that before.
Like, literally, every scene, something does not make sense. Every freaking scene. And I'm just like, how am I gonna sit back? I mean, every time I start to kind of like settle in, oh crap, something else. That doesn't make sense. And then you settle in again, and like, oh, another one. You know, like, again, like with the clip show, I can see the effort with trying to mishmash all these different things together and try to make some kind of semblance of a story, but no. It's not happening. No. I can't. No. It doesn't make sense. At all. I can't.
And I noticed that, like, with this team up and the episode where Jaden fought Decker for the majority of the episode, are the two episodes where I noticed in the discussion threads a lot of people saying, "Man, all the Rangers, they seem like they're acting better." I'm like, "Yeah, these are the two episodes where they didn't say anything. These are the two episodes where Jaden said almost everything and they did nothing. The acting's not better, they just didn't get a chance to act."
Which is true.
The absence of something does not mean it has improved.
Which is very true. Except for Mia and Emily sounding exactly the same.
That's kind of a talent.
Exact. Like this time, I really think that, like, oh well, oh, Mia's actress not available. So Emily, you sound like her. Sound like her. Just
Really, though?
dub it. I know
She's
dead
not
ass.
available. Just go get Tobias Rees. He'll do it.
Right. Who's whoever they need it to be, basically.
Like, I
Yes.
really think that, like, Brittany went up in there and did Mia because really she only says like a couple of lines anyway.
Yeah, she did.
So, oh my gosh, really? Anyway, so I really, because like they, I wasn't, this was, I was doing something else while not watching it because I'm like, you guys are fighting, nothing's happening. So literally, they said, I'll just use Mike because they always say, like, oh my goodness, Mike, or, oh, Mike, or whatever. So they're like, it's like literally, oh, Mike. And then, like, 2 seconds later, oh, Mike. And I'm like, wait, who said that? Which one said that? That's genius. Because I
Yeah,
want to
see,
think Emily said it, but really, Mia said it first. It's the same voice. Same voice.
yeah, I've gotten to the point where I just tune both of them out.
I
You know,
don't notice.
it's like they have Alvin and the Chipmunk voices, and I just tune them out. I don't know anymore. All I notice is Kevin and G-Rum doing their awesome breathy acting.
So bad. I mean, gee, like, my God, like, has he gotten worse? Like,
Not again! He took my motorcycle!
in this episode, he was so bad. Oh, I don't know, I don't
Yeah,
know. He was really bad.
for a person who had hardly any lines, I don't know. He got worse. He did.
It's just, it's baffling. Wow.
How the mighty have fallen.
I mean, I think that's how it is. I think it's easier to act if you have that crappy, breathy acting, if you're supposed to be a villain. I think it's just easier. I think he's better as Grum. Cole is better as Decker because he just has to do that over the top BS, and it sounds okay.
I mean, he did at least do something in the episode, even though it was flashback. Where he like reversed the spell or whatever.
He just picked up a book and opened to the page with the giant symbol on it.
Yep. Well,
Oh,
hey,
there's.
you know.
I bet it's
Maybe,
this.
yeah, well, maybe he saw something like this before and he's going back to check kind of thing.
Yeah,
The last time
that I can
somebody was
understand.
poisoned by a robot from an alternate dimension, I
No, oh,
used
come on.
this.
Evil spells happen like every other week on Power Rangers. Come on.
So there's like a catch-all.
Yes. Oh, come. Reversing of mind altering spells. There.
Okay.
No, I didn't. That I didn't mind. Honestly, I really didn't find a
Couldn't he have
problem.
mixed a potion or something? Or I don't know. He's not a
Okay. It's
wizard.
not Mystic Force. Like, well.
I know, but like ninja herbs.
Ninja.
Don't know. I was laughing before I finished saying ninja herbs. What? They have those, right?
Sure.
It's I
not
didn't
any
know.
less believable than magic symbol power.
But
The Uncle Ben of ninjas. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. It's so frustrating. I go into the thread, because I usually read the thread before I see the episode, just to see how,
really?
because I don't really get spoiled that easily. I'm just like, oh, a lot of people are liking this. Why? So
Why?
I'm like, okay, let me go into it and see how, and I'm just like, why are they liking this? Why are they liking this?
I don't see anything.
I'm not really seeing anything. In fact, a lot of things don't make sense. A lot of things don't make sense. And I'm seeing fives and things. I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, I was expecting five to be the top vote, but it actually wasn't. I think it was like 4 or 3, 3 or 4, which honestly, like maybe just saying that randomly sounds like not a big deal, but for these kinds of polls, to me, that is actually a big deal because these things usually do get five, like almost automatically, you know, so many people vote.
Yeah, it's pretty
And
much if it's a premiere, a finale, or a team up, people are gonna give it a five.
yeah, and this
Even
time,
no matter how bad it is.
yeah, the fives have not won out yet.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, it's been a couple days.
Interesting. I was just reading the thread and people were like, wow, this is a really good episode. Wow, this is great. Wow, this is great. And then it was like,
Mean,
ah.
they have to be just talking about the Sentai footage. They have to be.
Just looking at it by itself, I mean, it's beautiful footage, but it's just in the wrong episode.
Yeah, there's just no context for it.
And I love
Yeah.
how, like, when I forgot which, it probably was the first monster when the Rangers showed up. It's like,
Zip,
clearly, there's like Japanese signs. Clearly. Like, it wasn't even like kind of camouflage or
they
whatever.
didn't
It
touch it
was like,
up. They didn't touch it up like they have been.
no, clearly. It was like a stadium and like Japanese. Like, what? Come, you guys. Come on now. Like, no, not even saying we're going down to Little Tokyo. Like, just. You said that, I'm like, all right, cool, all right, whatever. But dang, no mention.
But we've already seen lots of incredibly Japanese stuff in this season. So
Yeah.
I mean, they have lots of little Tokyos and
No, well,
whatever the city is called.
Yes, in every city ever.
Panama
Yeah.
City.
Panama City, yeah.
No, not Panama.
Panorama.
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 I still don't think that's a name, but whatever.
Panama by Van Halen.
This was like big old sign on a building. Not like a little flag or a little whatever, like big sign on a building. Japanese.
You are in Japan. You are here.
Now entering Japan.
Yes.
Like, come on, guys. Like, really? Just, you couldn't even blur that out. I mean, it was for like a couple of seconds. You could have blurred that out. Like, not that serious, but whatever. Yeah, this is Earth. You're
It
not in.
says you.
This is not an alternate universe. So whatever, alternate dimension. So dumb. I can't even. All right. So where are we gonna grade it though?
Two.
Word.
Two.
I
All day long, two.
all day long too.
Yes.
I mean, it had a story. Like comparing it to the clip show that we just talked about. I mean, the clip show had no story. It was just sort of a series of, people talking, and reminiscing, and that was it. There was no beginning, middle, end. It just happened. Whereas this at least had something, and they did. I mean, I don't know. They tried somewhat. Scott was still Scott, and I'm going off of expectations here. Like, worst possible, worst case scenario. What could this have
So
been? It's better than what it could have been.
you're grading at like Special Olympics level?
I'm just saying.
Wait, what did you rate it again?
Me?
Who? No. Tristan.
Three. It's a three. I was. I'm not about to give it a four or five.
I'm not about to give it a three.
Oh, okay, fine. One. The end.
Hey,
How is it a one? Oh my
I'm okay with
God.
that.
One. Like,
So, okay, so that means this is not as good as how many episodes of Samurai, right? I mean,
this is the thing. This is the thing. There are premieres,
right?
there are finales,
Mm-hmm.
and there are team ups, right? Team ups are supposed to have more effort and more careful whatever than like your clip shows and your random like, oh look, we have to fit this sentai into this thing. Oh well, all right, whatever. Okay, so yes, I'm gonna grade it a little harshly because this is a team up that you guys have been promoting or whatever. You did not have to use the Sentai footage for this. This is something extra.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is not something like, oh, it was in, we have to somehow save money on it. No, you had to get it. You had to go and get it and put it in here and try to make it a special, right? And try to whatever. So, one.
Yeah, I just
Done. Every time I talk about it, I just feel, I mean, I feel the, because it was a two, and then as soon as I kept talking about it, it just went down to a one, and if I keep talking about it,
Yeah, I
it's a
might have
zero.
gone down to a one if I didn't laugh my balls off so many times. Even though I shouldn't have been, based on the footage. You know, I
It's
was just
just.
sitting there in awe. I'm sitting there in awe. By the time we get to minute four of car chase or whatever, bike
Wasn't that
horse
long.
chase, I'm just sitting there in awe. I'm like, this is still going on. That is amazing. And then when we got to Antonio and Scott fixing the car, I was done. It was like, amazing. You get a point just for that.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't disagree with any of these criticisms. Like, I totally agree. I'm just looking at the rest of the season and just thinking how many of these are better. Not many, than this.
Yes, there are varying degrees of twos and ones, right? Because this is one of the higher ones, you see.
It's a high one. Good.
This
Okay.
is one of this different, there's varying degrees. I'm not gonna lie, there are varying degrees, but it's still in the one because I'm gonna grade you upon not just what I saw, but your effort. And your effort meant that you took two movies, two of them, two, plus some extra episode, I guess that you're saying now. So you took two episodes, two movies, plus an episode, then you couldn't even get like. You just could get the Red Ranger or whatever, the voiceover. You couldn't even get the actors anymore because you guys aren't union anymore. And all these crackheads are union and doing big things and doing shows and movies and junk. And nobody wants to come back to your show and do no non-union junk without being some Tobias Reese. You can't even get that right. One.
Well, honestly, that's not even my biggest problem because I mean, sometimes there's legal stuff you can't get through, and I still think they could have made a good episode even if they only had a Red Ranger in the suit. They still could have done a good episode that
Oh
paid
yeah.
respect to RPM and made at least a decent amount of sense. And as far as team ups go, it's kind of weird because I have slightly different expectations. I'm more concerned with focus on the past team. I'm more concerned with I don't know, just a little bit of logic. You know, I understand if you don't focus on the villains very much, if they take a back seat to the team up, you know, and I expect more overall action than I do in other episodes. So it's not exactly the same, but I mean, I don't know.
But
This one
here's my
just.
thing. It's just like, I just feel like, I'm sorry. I just feel like, if you're gonna do a team up, then why just do it half, whatever. It's just like, I mean, if the person's gonna be stuck in the suit and you can't come up with any good reason for it, then honestly, why even do it? Really? Why?
That was a question that I had. Like, I almost would rather them just not try if they knew ahead of time that they weren't going to get anybody. It's not even a possibility. Like, you can't do it. Then why? Why? You know?
Well, I'm not exactly sure why, but I have noticed on like Disney channels and Nickelodeon channels that they are always kind of big on wanting to have their regular television shows do 1 hour specials. I don't know why, but they really like to do that. I mean, a lot of these shows, you know, these iCarlys or whatever you have, or they have hour long specials, you know, 3, 4 times a year maybe. You know, it's something they want to do. They have a reason to do. It's something they can promote. So, I mean, I get why, again, but that again makes me wonder, why did they use both movie footage, sets of movie footage? They could have had a second hour long special. Easily.
It makes no sense to put both of them into it
I
like
mean,
this.
so yeah,
I'm sure
that's
they're gonna show Origins probably as an hour long special again, right? You would assume.
probably, but just that's what just gets to me. It's just like, I mean, and again, I didn't read the news about it beforehand. All I knew was RPM, and it was just gonna be Eka in the voiceover, and that's all I knew. I didn't go into like, oh, whatever. I didn't even know all that. I just watched the episode. I'm just like, if you couldn't really come up with the greatest plot or whatever, then just why do it? Like, I understand that you guys gotta make your money, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's just like, just do a regular episode with your crackhead samurai people and call it a day. Because really, why bring our lovely RPM into this mess? Really? Why? So I can't. That's why I won. It's hard for it would be really hard for me to give it any higher because I just feel like there's so many holes and where do you begin? Oh, I know where to begin. 5 seconds in. 5 seconds in. That's all I got. That's all I got. Anyway, but yeah, and we don't know when the next episode is, right?
Don't think so. I mean, maybe,
I
but.
don't know. Yeah, I haven't bothered checking.
Again, we didn't know this episode was going to be on, so
That's true.
I because after the Halloween special, I was like, oh, we probably have another episode around Christmas.
Well, I mean, apparently they
That's what I
change
was
it up
thinking.
so randomly. Like, there was a Jungle Fury marathon. Like,
Yeah, why?
yeah. I don't. I have
I
no
mean,
explanation.
I don't think it's any deeper than they have ninja E powers, like the Samurai Rangers. That's probably why they picked them. That'd be my guess. But apparently it did quite well, and they were, there was lots of kids online searching the Googles for the Jungle Furies toys.
Yeah, like it became like the number one toy search or something
Oh, really?
for that, yeah. So, I mean, good for them. I just wish it was RPM instead. Which
Yeah,
would
because
have
wouldn't it
been
make made
consistent.
sense? Oh,
Yeah.
you know what? They probably don't want to show RPM because then they would
They'll
remember how much this doesn't make sense.
Well, I wouldn't s I don't think it would have made any more or less sense to show any, RPM.
Why? What do you, wait. We have a team up here with an RPM ranger. He comes from, like it would have made sense if they had an RPM marathon that came relatively close to the team up, so kids have a frame of reference other than who the hell is this ranger? Like,
I
and this
mean,
team up has to tell us everything. Like, it's just watching it
but the
backwards.
team up didn't tell us anything.
No.
Well, that's what I'm
I
saying.
understand. I understand.
It's like,
I
who
hear
is
what you're
this?
saying. I hear what you're saying, but since they didn't really involve anything about RPM in it,
But that's what I mean. Like, you bring your memory of RPM to it, like we can. But all the little kids can't because
I
they never
dreamt
saw
of
our
it. But they don't want to do that because, again, if they actually showed the season,
Makes them look bad.
then it will make them look for bajillion times bad. It's like, oh. And then, you know, Yeah,
them little kids.
I
Them
mean,
little kids ain't dumb. Like, so how come? And where happened with? And then what happened? What? That doesn't
Jungle
matter.
Fury is probably the most recent season that fits, you know, the samurai tone and the samurai production values. And that's pretty much it. I mean, they probably didn't really think about it that much. They
Well,
just said,
they did it.
fan, what do they think fans of samurai will like? Jungle Fury. I mean, I understand. I think it's stupid. I mean, I don't need a Jungle Fury marathon, but again, it's not
They
about
could have
me.
showed Ninja Storm.
They
Yeah,
could have, yeah, I,
and
that would
that
have
would
been
have been
probably.
better. Yeah.
Personally, yes, but I mean, either one would have worked.
Because, you know, it actually has to deal with freaking ninjas.
They do have a
Anyways,
green samurai ranger.
which, okay,
which would be
ninjas and
confusing.
samurai are not the same thing. Okay, thank
I
you. I shall
said
learn.
it's a part of the Children.
same Japanese culture, if you heard what I said. Okay?
I'm just
To the
saying.
children's.
To the children's.
No, I
Same
get it.
principle, but.
I'm just saying. I don't want to perpetuate this annoying thing that
Were
people
you
keep
afraid
connecting
that
them.
people were going to get pitchforks from Tristan for perpetuating the horrible rumor that samurai and ninjas are the same or what have you?
Yes.
Is that a big deal?
I
Like, we get it.
want no
We
part of this.
understand. Just like the army and the navy aren't the same, but they're part of the same military. Get over it.
Yes.